Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Brian Edwards, VegasInsider.com. What's up, Brian? How are you?
Doing great, guys. What's happening?
Just watching this Bryson DeChambeau drama at the Open Championship. They've been over an hour and 10 minutes since his round finished. And they're looking into maybe assessing him a two-shot penalty for improving his lie on the fifth hole.
My buddy Jack Suber, who I played basketball with in high school, his son is Jackson Suber, the Ole Miss alum who was in the lead going into today. I think he's, two shots off the pace now?
Yeah, we just played a little soundbite from Suber. A great round yesterday, 5-under, and backed it up with a 1-under today. So, yeah, he's right there near the top of the leaderboard. He may be playing in the final round tomorrow if Bryson is assessed a two-shot penalty. He'll go from, fourth to third, second.
I hate I didn't put – he was 250-1 going into the tournament. I'm not saying he's going to win it, but, man, I wish I had a little 25 on it right now.
They have assessed a two-shot penalty to Bryson DeChambeau. He has gone from 7-under for the tournament to 5-under. He goes from second place to a tie for fifth. Just happened.
Well, that's good for Jackson. I like it. I'm excited to watch him the rest of the week.
We talked about it yesterday, the odds on Bet Saracen. Even after his first great round, he was still, 25,000-1?
2,500.
2,500-1. He was right there tied with Rory, who had a terrible round, but, the guy that was leading was still at some pretty incredible odds.
Yeah, I'll look at it tonight. My accounts haven't reposted. They normally post it at night, for the majors for the next day or whatever. So I'll look at it tonight. Might make a little play on him. Hope he can keep it going.
Well, I saw you put out a story, and you've got your power rankings out for college football.
I do. You guys have time to glance at them? Do you all have any questions, or I can share my top 10?
Yes, please share top 10, but start with number one and why this team is ranked number one for you.
Yeah, so I'll come back to that. First off, it's 1 Notre Dame, 2 Indiana, 3 Georgia, 4 Texas, 5 Ohio State, 6 Oregon, 7 Miami, 8 Ole Miss, 9 A&M, 10 Oklahoma. As for Notre Dame, I just love this squad. They've got so much talent coming back. Obviously, they lost two heartbreakers by 4 combined points. CJ Carr's first career start at Miami, the eventual runner-up. They lose 27-24 last year. Then the next week, they lose 41-40 to A&M. But then they won 10 in a row by double-digit margins. I mean, I know the schedule wasn't that grueling. In fact, only 2 of those wins over ranked teams, number 20 USC and number 23 Pitt. But they bring back 9 starters on defense, which was one of the best defenses in the country last year, 7 starters back on offense. If there's a weakness or a concern in terms of position groups, it's probably the wide receiver group. Obviously, they lost 2 stud backs to the NFL, but they feel pretty good about their running back room. And so do I. And I love their coach. I love their QB. And the schedule certainly, although that doesn't factor into my power rankings, I'm just going by who I would make favorite over whom on a neutral field if I had to be the bookie and you guys had a wad of cash coming towards me.
You're not worried about them losing 2 great running backs?
I mean, a little bit, but I mean, I still think their running back room is going to be good. They really like Aeneas Williams, who I know it was only 24 carries last year, but 9.3 yards per carry, 5 touchdowns. They like him, and I think Freeman feels good about his running back room. Obviously, it's not as stacked as last year, but, I still think they'll be fine. I still think they're going to be outstanding offensively.
Number 2 team, you have Indiana, who are national champions for now. Going into the season, they're going to try to win it again. So what makes the difference with Notre Dame over Indiana?
I like C.J. Carr better than Josh Hoover, but, I mean, I love Indiana squad. They bring back 6 starters on defense, 4 on offense, but they got the number 8 transfer specific group of their 17 transfers. 6 of them are 4 stars. Charlie Becker's an outstanding receiver. They got Nick Marsh out of the portal from Sparty. We'll see on Josh Hooper, but I just kind of trust Cignetti at the quarterback position. And they're loaded. I mean, Phil Steele's national unit rankings have them top 12 every position group with the exception of running back, which has them at 43. But I'm still very bullish on the Hoosiers this year.
Talk to me about Ole Miss. You think Golden can keep this thing going?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, but I love their talent, you know, and he did a pretty good job in a very tough situation last year and, you know, lost a heartbreaker. Probably should have got a pass interference on that last play. And, look, I mean, Trent, when they walk on the field every single Saturday with the potential exception of at Texas, they're going to have the two best players on the field in Trinidad Chambliss and Kewan Lacy. Pretty much every Saturday except the one in Austin where they're a 9.5-point underdog. But, yeah, you look at Phil Steele's national unit rankings, they're top 17 at every position group. And they got, you know, he's got them 15th at running back, which I strongly disagree with. And I disagree with number 5 at quarterback. I think they're should fire there, and they've got great depth. I mean, Deuce Knight, the transfer from Auburn, was a 5-star out of high school. Didn't really play hardly at all last year, but he did get the start against an FCS team, and he had fantastic stats. So, you know, hopefully Trinidad won't go down, but if he does, you got pretty good depth at QB. And Kewan Lacy, first-team All-American last year. They filled some holes in the portal, number 2 transfer-specific group. They lost some good wide receivers, but they got some good ones out of the portal. And Ole Miss is going to be very strong again.
Team that's right in front of them that played for a national championship at number 7, Miami.
Yeah, I mean, they continue. Their NIL has really boosted up their recruiting. They had the number 8 overall class, the number 5 transfer specific group, 6 starters coming back on defense, 3 on offense. I think Mensah is probably a little bit of an upgrade from Carson Beck. Malachi Toney, one of the best players in the country. They got Damon Wilson, an outstanding, you know, pass rusher at Missouri last year and Georgia prior to that. I don't think they're going to be quite as salty on the D-line, but they had the best D-line in the country last year. So, yeah, they're very strong once again.
Are you buying the Lane train at LSU?
Well, I've got them at 11. Look, I mean, the number 1 recruiting class overall, the number 1 transfer-specific group. A little concerned about Levitt missing spring practice, which is sort of a big deal when, you know, you're building chemistry with new teammates. But, yeah, they're absolutely loaded. They probably have the best tight end in the country in Tre'Davious Green. I mean, they got out of the portal, they got 11 4-star transfers and 3 5-star guys. I mean, that's pretty impressive. And Kiffin has proven that he can – pulled a team of mostly new pieces with, you know, most parts out of the portal. He's, you know, he's been there and done that at Ole Miss very effectively. So they're going to be really good. But they got a very tough schedule. A&M at home, at Ole Miss, at Auburn, at Tennessee, Bama at home, Texas at home. You know, they got a lot of games that, you know, they could still be a very, very good football team and still lose three games in the schedule.
Just mentioned Texas. How about Texas sitting at 4?
Yeah, I like Texas a lot. I probably gave Georgia a slight nod ahead of them at 3, probably based on head coaching. I'm not really sold on Sark as a head coach, but, man, he's got 4 guys that are probably going to go in the top 15 or top 20 picks. We talk about Goosby at tackle, Arch, Cam Coleman at wide receiver, and then Colin Simmons, and then Rasheem Biles, the transfer linebacker from Pitt. He might be a first-round pick, too. So there's 5 right there, the first-round picks. So he's loaded with talent. So it's a year – I'm not going to say natty or bust, but Texas certainly needs to be in the playoff this year, and they need to stick around and make a good long push, or else I think it'll be looked at as a a lost season.
Brian Edwards with us, VegasInsider.com. Follow him on Twitter, Vegas B. Edwards. He's on the Network Services Group hotline. Brian, you go 1 through 50 in your power rankings. And I kept scrolling, scrolling, looking, looking. No Arkansas in the top 50.
Yeah, they probably would have been in the 51, 55 range. Yeah, you know, just a lot of questions with the roster. I mean, I think KJ's going to be pretty good at QB. You know, I like Sutton Smith. I like Braylon Russell. You know, there's some good pieces, but, you know, it's a pretty big, you know, rebuild job, and we will see with the Razorbacks.
Let me ask you this. If Arkansas last year would have won some of those close games and not gone 2-10, if they would have been a 6-6, 5-17, you know, not just disaster after disaster, fumble in the fourth quarter, intercept, you know, and just blown all these close games, if they would have, if, I know we're playing the if game, but if they'd have been 5-7, would that have changed the way you think of this Arkansas team coming into this year?
I mean, maybe a little bit, just because that's natural. But, I mean, I looked at Arkansas as a way better than 2-10 team. I mean, they easily could have won 7 or 8 games last year. I mean, it's pretty much heartbreak hotel, you know, week in, week out, with the exception of the, you know, Notre Dame game. Even the Auburn game, which was, the third most lopsided loss. I mean, you guys had the lead in the fourth quarter of that game. You know, that pick six really flipped that game, although you guys had a pick six that game as well, if memory serves. But, yeah, I mean, it was heartbreak hotel every week, but there was a lot of turnover with the roster and obviously a new coaching staff and whatnot. But, yeah, I probably would have had them a touch higher.
Brian, going down the list, looking at some Big Ten teams, you have Washington at 15, USC at 16, Michigan at 17. So Michigan behind Washington and USC. What about Michigan?
Yeah, so we'll see with Bryce Underwood. I mean, you would expect he's going to make a nice, jump going from, you know, being a starter, starting 13 games as a true freshman, and now being a sophomore, you know, number one recruit in the country. But it all depends on him. Not everything depends on him, but you know, they lost a lot on defense. And look, I love Washington's quarterback. I think the schedule's pretty, not that it matters in my power rankings, but I think the schedule is pretty doable for Washington. And yeah, you know, it's interesting, you know, because Damon Williams is, you know, he was as good as gone. I haven't read much about the chemistry with his teammates, you know, after he left and coming back, but I mean, I would think that, you know, the teammates were like, you know, if I was getting paid $2 million more, you know, I would have gone too. So I doubt they're that bitter about the situation. But, I mean, I guess maybe that's a concern. But, look, Damon Williams is a fantastic player. They had a really good defense last year, and they bring 5 back on that side of the ball, including their 2 top guys, top 2 tacklers. So, yeah, I think Washington could be in for a big season.
You ready for SEC Media Days?
I am. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing I hope the media will, you know, ask questions to the other coaches about what Kiffin did to Ole Miss, and maybe we'll get some interesting quotes and little side stories coming from that angle. And certainly Kalen DeBoer's got questions to answer. You know, is Alabama losing its aura? And, a lot of good stuff next week. Looking forward to it.
Cannot wait. Brian, we appreciate it. Thank you for coming on and sharing your power rankings with us. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, all. Y'all have a great weekend as well.